Hey, it's Lower Wacker Live for June 14, 2019. I am Justin Kaufman. Got a big weekend ahead of me this week. I'll be doing well out there. First, I feel like I don't ask you enough, the listener to this podcast, if you're doing okay. Are you doing okay? Good. It's going to be okay, buddy. It's going to be okay. That's a good friend. See, I'm like your friend. I'm going up to Wisconsin for Father's Day to visit with my dad. I'm taking my son. My brother's going. We're going fishing on Saturday. My mom told me she got a license for us off the internet, which sounds a little fishy in its own right. But I guess that's what you have to do now before you put a, what do they say, put a lure? Do they still have a little thing? I have some fishing questions. It's been a long time since I've been. Do they still have that little red, what do they call it? Like a little red and white little bob? Is it a bobber? Is that just what it's called, a bobber? Well, of course it is. And that's what you see. And when that thing goes under, you're like, you got something? Bobber. I love it. Do they still call the worms night crawlers? Is that a thing? Yeah, this is going to be fun. So yesterday I'm talking to my son and I'm like, all right, this is going to be fun. Are you ready to go fishing? He's never been fishing. I'm like, all right, we're going to do this. This is going to be great. This is like a real Father's Day type thing to do. And I go, hey, do you, you know, when we get home, let's look at fishing videos on YouTube, right? That was, you know, like some, like an old Milwaukee kind of commercial, you know, it like jams out and they get the big muskie on the line. And he says to me, he goes, yeah, you know, he's talking about my wife, but he says, the two of us, we don't really, it's not really fun when we don't want to watch what you want to watch. That's what he said to me. And I'm like, it's just a 5-minute fit. I'm like, look at it. It's going to be like a YouTube clip. It's like the top 10 best fishing, you know, like catching a marlin in the ocean. That's all I'm looking for. I don't know what he thinks he's going to see. I was so offended. So anyway, also, I'm intent on catching a fish and actually touching the fish. When I was a kid, that's the one thing I didn't want to do. There's some fishing we do in Wonder Lake, and I pull it up, and it'd be like, eh, and then you figure out how you're not going to touch it. But this time, I want to be like that fisherman guy who like grabs it. You know, he's not afraid to grab the fish. Get in there and get that hook out of there. Flip it back like they've been doing this my whole life. That's what I'm doing this week. But it's going to rain, so we'll just sit inside and watch reruns of Bulls, 90s Bulls championship stuff on YouTube. Here are the headlines. So they moved the music festival Mambi on the Beach to Montrose Beach this year, but now bird activists are miffed because the festival could wreck the habitat of a specific bird that hangs out there. Also hanging out there, gays hooking up and teens smoking weed. But let's talk about the birds. I guess the fear is that the birds hate EDM. Yeah. Do you blame the birds? The other things we could be worrying about right now. Mayor Lightfoot's heading to NYC this weekend. She's going to be doing a big DNC dinner, and then she's going to be in the Late Show with Stephen Colbert. How about that? We're all going to say we knew her when. Wait a second. She just became mayor. No, no, no. Get back here. You can't leave yet. I wonder if they do. We got a special guest, Rahm Emanuel. And he comes out too because he loved to be on that show. Also, I really, really hope she brings like a Chicago dog and some deep dish pizza to Stephen Colbert. Like, I thought you would like this. Some Stewart's coffee and a 12-inch Polish. Things like that. I hope she does that. The Chicago teachers contract is going to be a hot item this summer. It expires at the end of the month. And CTU says CPS is stalling. The mayor says they're weeks away from even giving a contract proposal. Word of advice, doesn't matter what you call Ed Burke. If you force a teacher strike and Chicagoans have to scramble to find babysitters in September, well, then I'd like to hear what Mr. Burke has to say. Let's just put it that way. The fight for universal pre-K is on hold, I guess. A pre-K in Lincoln Park was free for a minute, and then so many people were moving to the hood for the perk that they're now charging 10 grand or something for it, like everybody else. And people who can't afford it are mad because, well, they can't afford it. But I thought the idea is that we're going to go give pre-K away for free across the state. Are we just, we're just not there yet? We're not ready for that? Or just a quick money grab before that's mandated? Personally, I'll watch your kids. Okay. Here's what the day will hold. The activities. They'll show up. They'll sit in the office on their iPad. Then we'll move to the studio for recording or the live show, and they'll sit in the booth on their iPad. $15,000 a year. Done. See? In national news, President Trump called Sarah Sanders a warrior. So she got hurt and they forced her to play. Boom. But if you think about it, that's probably pretty accurate. Probably nailed it. A pastor in Orlando is about to host a weekend retreat called Make America Straight Again. Come on. He believes that gays are wrong and the Bible says straights are awesome or whatever. So cliche. So afraid. Why do you care? Are you on a mission from God to save all of us? Again, pedophiles. Why don't you make that your issue? Priests and pastors that molest kids. That should be your Bible issue. Make America's churches not mess with kids again. How about that? What does the Bible say about that? Oh, it's missing. Also, make America straight again. You're done. You're out. That's it. All right. So in sports, could it be? The Sox won last night, and that puts them on the brink of getting to 500. They're getting a lot of production from their leadoff man, Lourdes Garcia, who hit a homer yesterday to beat the Yankees. Not a great showing by Ivan Nova, but that's okay. The bullpen held the lead, and they won 5-4. Another guy having a great year, Aaron Bummer. What a great name, huh? Worst name in baseball. But right now, the only bummer is if you're facing him. He was in for an overused Colome last night, and he got the save. So tonight, Lucas Giolito on the mound at home. This is real. This could be the moment we've been waiting for all year, the moment that the Sox get back to 500. And heck, nobody's claiming the wild card spot right now. The Sox are back in that, too, only 2.5 back. How about that? Cubs disappointed all those Chicago celebrities in L.A. last night, losing 7-3. Although, they started hot with a leadoff homer from Kyle Schwarber. He's playing pretty well this year so far. They touched up Kershaw early, but he settled and got the win. Dodgers are tough, even without Corey Seager, who's going to be out for the foreseeable future with a strained hammy. The Cubs are now a game back to the Brewers, but Cubs have a chance to bounce back tonight. And I hope a whole new set of L.A. celebrities show up. I saw pictures in my Instagram feed last night of Matt Walsh and Ike Barinholtz, and then Joe Nunez was there, and then Bob Newhart, and you had Joe Mantegna was in the picture, Witowski was there. It's like all of the Chicago celebrities. And then I'm like, who's missing? Who's not there? Jim Belushi. I didn't see Jim Belushi there. I didn't see Jeff Garlin. In the, maybe he's here. I think he's here because he was doing shows. Who else am I missing? There's got to be other Chicagoans. There's a million Chicagoans. Where was Billy Peterson was not there? Seems like they only show up for playoff games, maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to think of who the best Chicago. So if you want to go ahead and text in, you can just text. I don't know where what the number would be for a podcast, but tell me which Chicago celebrity you would like to see at the Dodger Stadium this weekend. That's probably the best. We can't really get better than Bob Newhart, right? Richard Kind. Was Richard Kind a Chicago? Feels like he was a Chicagoan at one point. Yeah. What a way to end the NBA Finals. What a game. We all the North now. Yeah. Klay Thompson tears an ACL after scoring 30, tries to gut it out, leaves on crutches. Now he looks like he's out for the upcoming year. Are you kidding me? That means that next year, both Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson are both going to be out for the season. So good for the NBA Finals, bad for the whole 2019-2020 season. Ooh. Toronto Raptors, though. How about it? Doris Burke, too, the ESPN reporter who did the interviews from the podium. Oh, my Lord. She was great. She was fully prepared. She'd pivot from one interview to the other, being ready with specific questions. Thank you very much, Kawhi. Kyle, when you were 12, living in North Philly, you had a twisted ankle. Your aunt came home. She put some ice on it. She said, "This is never. You're never going to be a good basketball player. How do you feel right now?" That's what it was like. I was like, and she'd pivot to somebody else. Let me get the assistant general manager, Tom Johnson over here. Tom, when you were, you made a career change when you were 36 years old and you decided that you wanted to be an executive. You rose the ranks. You twisted your ankle. How does it feel now? Like, it was great. I was enjoying how intimate and prepared she was. Good job. The Chicago Bears back in the news for something other than their kicker situation. They signed their rookie running back. Come on. So far, the storylines for the 2019 Bears consist of the most basic stuff. A kicker kicked a kick, and a third-round rookie running back signed a contract. Okay. Back to the kicker situation. The national media is starting to turn on the Bears' unorthodox approach to finding a new kicker. It started out all cute, but now it just reminds the fans that we lost to Philly in the playoffs. Every single time the story is mentioned, so cut it out. Just pick a dude, or let him compete in training camp. Or, I don't know, don't even have a kicker. That'd be so Matt Nagy, right? No kicker. We don't need a kicker. I'm in. Sign the petition. You know what? Text the same line if you believe that we don't need a kicker, and then we'll give that stuff to Matt Nagy. All right, I got to get out of here. I'm hosting Ro and Anna today, 3 to 6:30 before the White Sox game, if you want to listen in at 720 WGN. Have a great weekend. I'll let you know if I catch any muskies and drink any old Milwaukee. Bye.